Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore.
The national media would have you believe that the accomplishments of this White House are nil. Basically, nothing has been accomplished. And while there are things that have run a lot slower than one would have liked, those that voted for Donald Trump, many people are disappointed in the pace involved here. But many realize and understand that there's a roadblock in front of anything Donald Trump does. It comes in the form of Democrats and Republicans. Middle of the road, moderate Republicans, if you will. You can pick whatever adjective you prefer. Standing in the way of this president in the things that he is trying to accomplish. But look at, I just want to run through a quick list here. Then I want to hear some of the things that Donald Trump has been saying as of late. Because if Obamacare is repealed today, or if it comes up for a vote, that's a big deal. If it gets repealed in any fashion, it is a big deal. Even if everything you want in the bill is not there. As Rand Paul said yesterday, half a repeal is better than none. Half a repeal is better than none. But as I have continued to tell you, a good leader is surrounded by great secretaries. In this case, Tillerson, Mnuchin, Mattis, Zinke, Ross, Acosta, Price, Carson, Perry, DeVos, Kelly, plus other important positions. David Shulkin, the head of the Veterans Administration. Dan Coats, the director of National Intelligence. Mick Mulvaney, at the Office of Management and Budget, who is out there every day talking about regulations that are being taken out of the way. 900 now taken out of the way. Regulations that were burdening American businesses and you and I as citizens and taxpayers. The other thing that Trump is focused on, this is where a lot of the panic has set in inside the Beltway. Donald Trump's focus on the North American Free Trade Agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and some of these other so-called deals have a lot of people inside the Beltway very concerned because their wealthy donors, the heads of these multinational corporations, are concerned that he's messing with their system, if you will, a system where they can effectively control markets worldwide. Pick your product. We've talked about this a little bit, but pick your product. These multinationals in cahoots with Republicans and Democrats alike, with their lobbyists and their money, able to control markets worldwide, and therefore there's a tremendous amount of cash at stake. And if Donald Trump starts messing with the North American Free Trade Agreement, or other such trade agreements, it means that some of these folks won't be allowed to continue to monopolize the markets, which means they'll pay a heavy price financially. That's why there's a lot of concern, and that is why you get pushback from both Democrats and Republicans on many of these fronts. But Ryan Zinke, for example, Secretary of Interior, reviewing all sorts of national monuments and all sorts of set-asides by the Obama administration, millions of acres of land set aside and never be used again, going through the review process again to say, hey, maybe this wasn't done right. James Mattis quietly crushing ISIS like a cockroach as Secretary of Defense. Tom Price going through Health and Human Services, eliminating, overruns on budgets, dealing with Obamacare himself directly, straight up. At the Energy Department, Rick Perry, the guy that wanted to get rid of it once, is there overseeing the American renaissance of energy. The guy that was behind the comments in Poland about delivering liquefied natural gas to Europe to make America prosperous, to help out our European allies, and to take money away from Russia. John Kelly, the Secretary of Homeland Security, as they focus now on MS-13 and dangerous gang members that have infiltrated and infested our inner cities in many places. As we've talked about, the 17 murders on Long Island and the first 8 arrested, 8 for 8, all illegal aliens. John Kelly doing his job. Betsy DeVos upsetting the apple cart when it comes to how we approach education. All of these secretaries working with this, but now Donald Trump might be out here tweeting and getting a lot of attention, and the news media is in a lather, but these secretaries are focused on the task at hand and doing the job they were elected to do and doing the things that were promised to the voters of the United States, including Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, where the president won by a razor-thin margin, by connecting with working people who feel they've been getting the short end of the stick for a long time. These secretaries are addressing many of those concerns on a daily basis, whether it's in the headlines and whether or not CNN or anyone else talks about it, it's happening. On the hotline, the Common Sense Hotline, Steve, checking in from Lansing. Steve, how are you?
Hey, ho, ho, Double D, she's got to go.
So is that the new Kid Rock song?
Not that I'm aware of, but it could be a new one.
Yeah, there you go.
When you look at the number of the appointees, ambassador appointees, that they continue to drag their feet on, how do you conduct business around the world? Everything you said is 100% correct. And I think it's even worse than that. This is only what we know about. But when you look at people like Debbie Stabenow and the things that she hasn't done, sometimes just Google accomplishments by this one individual, the number of years she's been in office, and everything that she has failed to do. She'll run to Flint to get a photo op, but what did she do for the other 4 communities that had higher lead content? This was nothing but a payoff to Flint. She should be ashamed of herself, and she's not.
What did she do for the people of Flint, I wonder? Steve, always a pleasure. Don't be a stranger. Greatly appreciate it. That hotline number for everyone, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Steve, a big fan of Kid Rock, I'm guessing, if he gets into the race for United States Senate. Yeah, he'll be at all the concerts. Back after this.